I'm just going to get right into this. It's probably not even going to be a long episode, but I need to start it. I needed to start recording right now because I'm just really pissed off with this fucking game. There's so many problems I have with it. And there's a lot of good things I can say about it, too. I really love the first Insomniac Spider-Man game. Before that, my favorite Spider-Man game was Web of Shadows, which came out in, 2009, 2010, around there? Then it was Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, which was pretty good, too. But Web of Shadows was a really big open world, and it was probably, the best Spider-Man game that had ever come out. And I can say that because I played pretty much every Spider-Man game ever made. The first video game I ever played was Spider-Man on fucking Atari. And I've loved every fucking Spider-Man game. For a while in the 90s, I thought the fucking Genesis version was the best Spider-Man ever, but Web of Shadows happened, and I really loved it. And I'm going to go into spoilers right away, but if you want to know what the fuck I think about this game, if I had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give it a 4. Easily. While I give 2018 Spider-Man Part 1 a 5. A straight up 5. And that also includes Miles Morales' expansion, because it's really just an expansion for the first game. So those two are just 5 out of 5s. This is a 4. Maybe a 3.5, I don't know. Because when I think of the negatives, they're really bad. And I'm going to be talking about spoilers from the first one, because I feel something really affected their decision to make their boss fights on part two the way they did. And I feel it has to do with maybe what somebody said about part one. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and move on. So, first I'm going to talk about Spider-Man Web of Shadows. Web of Shadows was a really cool game. It's a game that you could fight all enemies and never touch the fucking ground. You can just be in the air the whole time and just skip from enemy to enemy. And you just have so many cool combos, and man, it was just fun. You can just chain a lot of stuff together. In Spider-Man, you can't do that. Spider-Man feels a lot like Enslaved Odyssey to the West, where it's a beautiful-looking game, and the fight mechanics are cool, but then you realize you're just doing the same combo over and over. That's what Spider-Man PlayStation feels like. It's a great game, but the combos are just they're just very limited. Very limited. And it's obvious that Insomniac really got their, the whole structure for the game off of Rocksteady's Batman series, their whole Arkham series. You see, Rocksteady set the bar for what, beat 'em up should be like. Everything from the whole, you're about to get attacked, you just hit Y, dodge it, counterattacks, parries. But Arkham Asylum has a lot of cool stuff. Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, which Arkham City is the best one. Its boss fights are superior. The story was fucking amazing. The puzzles were cool. All the side missions were... Dude, everything about Arkham Asylum is amazing. That I give it easily a 5 out of 5, but I'd say it just breaks that fucking meter and goes the fucking 10 out of 10. Fucking 10 out of 5. Fuck it. There you go. But I remember the first time I played Spider-Man 2018 on PS4. I was like, this feels a lot like Arkham. It was like they borrowed a lot from Rocksteady to make this game. And that's cool. But it really lacks in combos. It really does. And Web of Shadows did combos a lot better than this Spider-Man. So But I still liked it. I still loved it a lot. Web slinging around the city was just fun, and it was great. I mean, the story was cool, and had a cough. But this is where I'm going to get into spoilers. At the end of Spider-Man, you fight Dr. Octopus, and you're fighting on the side of a building. I mean, and it's so fucking epic. Like, you know, all the boss fights in that game were really good. They were fun. But this here was very... Man, it was very cinematic, too. You're fighting on the side of a building. And it's just the whole building, you know, all these glass windows. You're pretty much fighting on just windows. And there's these helicopters, you know, because of the cops, flying around. And, you know, to one side of the screen... Because, you know, you're fighting on the side of a building. Like, to the right side, you see the street. You see all the cop cars. There's a helicopter flying with the spotlight shining on you guys while you're fighting. And Peter Parker, he's just saying all this shit to Dr. Octopus. It's a very emotional moment for him. And he's saying shit like, we were going to change the world. I loved you like a father. I looked up to you. You were my hero. And yeah, because it's a really fucked up part because, you know, Octavius went fucking crazy and became evil. So you could understand why Pete was very emotional and why it worked so well in that whole fight. And I thought it was fucking great. That's one of, like, the most memorable things to me of that game was that fight. And just the whole dialogue while the fight's happening, it was just so dramatic. And I was like, it felt like a fucking movie. I was like, this was really good. And I was looking forward to that on part two. So I was like, okay, you know, it's going to be doing the last boss fight, obviously. Well, no. In this game, it's like almost every fucking boss fight, Peter Parker is just on the verge of fucking tears. He sounds like he's gonna fucking ugly, like hard ugly cry any fucking moment. And almost every fucking boss fight is like a fucking therapy session, and people are just throwing out their fucking inner demons and regrets and all this shit and fucking all this sadness. It was really fucking annoying. It was like the Dr. Octopus fight, but times 10. It was really fucking stupid. It was very fucking tedious. And the thing that got so fucking annoying was you fight a boss. It doesn't matter who the fuck you were fighting. You're fighting a boss. You take down their fucking health bar to zero. It goes into a cutscene where they immediately kick your ass. They'll hold you down and they'll start saying some shit. And then you break free and then it goes into another fight with the same boss. They get another fucking health bar. Nothing changes in the mechanics. You're just doing this shit all over again. Every now and then. No, I wouldn't say every now and then. I'd say the two health bar bosses were not as common as the three health bar bosses. So you would then get a boss fight. Again, you beat them. They kick your ass. You fight them again. They get another full health bar. This time you kick their ass. Again, they'll kick your ass in a cutscene. They'll choke you and all this bullshit. You break free. It goes into another fucking boss fight with the same guy. Another health bar. Third fucking health bar. You kick their ass. And then finally, like, most of the time you won't even beat them because they'll, like, fucking run away. I mean, that seems to be, like, it just happens way too fucking much on Spider-Man 2. It's so fucking annoying. And just like Web of Shadows, you know, with Web of Shadows, I did not expect Venom to be in the game, but he was. And then Venom went fucking apeshit and just took over all of New York and turned all the citizens into, like, mini-Venoms. So you had to fight a bunch of symbiotes in Web of Shadows. And I was like, yeah, this is just fucking dumb, but whatever, it's a fun game. Well, Spider-Man 2, that shit happens. On Spider-Man 2, you're told that, oh yeah, Kraven's the main villain. Well, Kraven is like the main villain, you think. But then Harry, you know, Green Goblin's son, is dying of a disease. So Connors, the lizard, puts the fucking symbiote in him for some dumb odd fucking reason. I mean, he knew it came from space, but he still fucking put it in him. And it saves his life. And he runs around with you and fights crime with you and shit in his black armor. But while fighting Kraven, Kraven stabs Peter Parker. He almost dies, and in the costume, or the symbiote, attaches itself to Peter and saves him. And then he finds out, you find out that Harry didn't, like, unknowingly give the suit to Peter to save him. The suit just came off on its own to Peter because it chose Peter Parker. That's why he had the fucking costume. So, all this bullshit happens, and again, it's all dramatic stuff, and then it gets all, oh, we gotta get into the minds of Peter Parker and all these characters and separate them from the symbiote. Well, Venom gets unattached from Peter Parker, and then he goes back to Harry, and that's when it becomes Venom, and it's a really cool scene where you're running around Oscorp just killing a bunch of guards as Venom. Like, you actually get to control Venom for a while. It was really fucking fun. You even get a boss fight with Venom. The Kraven boss fight is with Venom, not Peter Parker. You actually kill Kraven as Venom. You bite his fucking head off. And Kraven's just there, lying dead in the middle of Times Square, headless. And I thought that was fucking cool. Like, it was fucking hilarious. But Venom goes ape shit. He gets this fucking rock that was in a meteor that he crashed in. And guess what? He fucking spreads all over New York. And he turns citizens into mini Venoms. This game is literally Web of Shadows remastered. And that's exactly what the fuck it is. Just like Web of Shadows. The game starts off, you don't even think Venom's going to be in it. Well, I mean, you know Venom's going to be in it because of the trailers. You just don't think Venom's going to hijack the fucking story. But he ends up doing that. Kind of like Spider-Man 3, the movie. Why the fuck do these motherfuckers always do this shit with Venom? Like, oh yeah, it's going to be about this one character. No, Peter Parker's going to have the costume. They can't just save it for, like, the fucking next game or some shit. They just got to rush it all in there and jam it in there. Fuck, I just barely noticed that. Even the fucking movie. Because, like, what was it? Like, Sandman? Yeah, he was the main villain. And I guess, what, Harry? Where he's going, like, I don't know. He's getting pissy? No, that was in part two. Okay. I already got the fucking Tobey Maguire ones mixed up already. I don't fucking know. But I remember Topher Grace becoming fucking Venom, like, towards the end of the fucking movie, and he just hijacks the fucking movie. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. They ripped off the formula from Rocksteady on how to make a good fucking game. And they just, I guess they didn't bother doing the fucking boss fights for fucking Arkham. Because Arkham City had amazing boss fights. The fucking Solomon Grundy fight was just so fucking epic. The Ra's al Ghul fight was so fucking amazing. These were great fights, man. Arkham City is one of the greatest games of all fucking time. Arkham Asylum was great, but Arkham City outdid it. Arkham Origins couldn't match it, but it still had a good fight with Deathstroke. Arkham City, not Arkham City, but Arkham Knight, it was garbage. That game pretty much forced you to just use the Batmobile. They should have just called it Arkham Batmobile, because that's all it was. It was so fucking annoying. But Arkham City is still, to this day, is just great. Insomniac should have ripped off a little more, because they just really dropped the fucking ball with these bosses. It feels that the reason they added all these fucking health bars is to drag out, I guess, their over-dramatic fucking feelings to each other. Like, Mary Jane gets fucking venomized at one point. She becomes a fucking symbiote. And she just starts bitching about nobody read her book that she wrote. And Peter Parker is like over here almost crying, said he did. What? At the same time, you're dodging her attacks as she's trying to fucking kill you. It's really fucking stupid, man. These boss fights really ruined the fucking game. It really did. Because the whole Venom fight, I expected it to be like, oh man, I'm going to go in there and kick some ass, and I got this new upgraded symbiote suit, like a holy symbiote suit. It's the good kind. And we're going to be trading punches and it's going to be fucking fun. No, it just ended up being, if you get really close, just Venom does some really strong attacks and you got to keep swinging around and looking for openings. And I was just like, this is just boring, dude. Swinging around a fucking football field, but then he makes every part of the ground untouchable, so you have to swing away to the basketball court, and then wait for him to go there, then you fight him there, and then when he does the whole fucking squiggly ground shit, you gotta go back to the football field. Man, they really ruined this fucking game, dude. I was really looking forward to this game. Like, I remember when like I heard, oh, they're making a Spider-Man 2, like, that's gonna be cool. I don't see how they can fuck it up, because Spider-Man 1, 2018, was fucking great. Miles Morales expansion was great. Like, yeah, it's just new bosses, new story. How could it go wrong? So they made it bigger. And again, it's a Web of Shadows fucking ripoff. It's obviously its own little universe, because a lot of shit's inaccurate to the fucking comics, but, I mean, of course, even the movies are so fucking inaccurate, but whatever. But, yeah, it's, like I said, it's got a lot of great moments. A lot of the side missions are really fun. I really like doing the pigeon missions on Part 1 and the Miles Morales expansion. You kind of fly around the city and capture this dude's pigeons and take it back. They're really cute missions. I love birds, and it was fun chasing down pigeons. They're little assholes that would just refuse to want to get caught. But those were fun missions. And I was hoping for another one on this one. I was like, I hope we get another pigeon mission. And we do, and it was actually a really beautiful side story, and I loved it. And I fucking cried to shit. And you see, it has its moments where it's just such a good fucking game. And, you know, like the side mission where this old woman wants you to investigate her backyard because she says there's a monster there at night. That was a cute little mission too, and I loved it. Man. You know, just everything about this game, minus the main story, is great. All the side missions are fucking cool. All the side activities are fucking cool. Just, even the fucking missions where you're just chasing a robotic bird across the city is fun. the Mysterio challenges are fun. Those are probably like the best. The Mysterio challenges are super fun. Even flying around a little robotic drone bee shooting rats and wasps is fun. Just everything about this game is fun except for the main story. They just really fucked it up. I don't know how. There were just so many times I was just like, oh, shut the fuck up, dude. This is fucking annoying. He's a fucking pussy. Like, I actually enjoyed the Mary Jane parts over the fucking Spider-Man Venom boss fight. Just, they were so fucking tedious, man. And like, the Mary Jane parts are all stealth. You know, just like part one where you had to do stealth missions with Mary Jane. Here you do that. The second stealth mission was super fun. The third wasn't really a stealth mission, but it became more like a third-person shooter horror, pretty much. But even then, I never felt like a sense of danger, like I was going to die. So it's not hard. It's easy, but it was still fun because, yeah, shooting stuff with this cool fucking laser gun was pretty fucking cool. So, yeah, like, it sucks that it's like, you know what? I actually enjoyed the Mary Jane parts than the Peter Parker Venom fight. Even the Miles Morales fucking Venom fight was just stupid. Like, oh, you dodge two fucking fireballs that he throws. Oh, he throws a fucking rock. Catch the rock and throw it back at him. And Venom's like floating the whole time because he grows wings, so he's just floating in the middle and you just dodge. Catch rock, throw it. Dodge, catch rock, throw it. You beat him. Grows wings. Again. Because, you know, you take out his health bar. Oh, yeah. So, with Peter Parker, you have to do, like, two health bars against Venom. Then with Miles, you gotta do two health bars. Like, Venom gets, like, four fucking health bars and shit. But, yeah, the mechanics never change. And then just the ending is so dumb. It's like, oh, we gotta get the rock to the fucking particle accelerator. Alright, cool. The rock's in there. What the fuck are you waiting for? Oh, Venom comes and takes the rock. Oh, you fight Venom. You take the rock back. You put it in the particle accelerator. Cool. Hit the button. Oh, Venom comes. Takes the rock. Oh, shit. Peter Parker comes. Everybody's fighting Venom. Miles takes the rock. Puts it in the particle accelerator. You're just like, okay. Why isn't anyone hitting this fucking button? And Miles is like, we're good to go. I was like, dude, you were good to go a long fucking time ago, dude. Oh, man. Yeah, they really fucked up this game, dude. It's just the main story. That's all I gotta say. The main story just sucks. The Kraven story had its moments. The fucking hotel party was actually interesting. It was funny. The fucking tiger was funny. It was great up until the Venom thing happened. Everybody just seems to just want to overdo it with Venom in movies or video games. And it's already, Carnage is going to come out probably in the fucking expansion. If not part three, but it's guaranteed Venom. We're going to be seeing Carnage. We're going to be seeing Silk. Yeah, I wanted to love this game. I can't, though. What I can say is I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It made me glad to be a PS5 owner. It made me happy that I was like, this is the reason I bought a PlayStation 5 right here. It's not, though. The reason I bought a PlayStation 5 was for Miles Morales. And Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut. Which really, there's nothing different, really. It's just that it's in 4K. That's what's Director's Cut about it, which is fucking stupid. But Yeah, Miles Morales was really the main reason I bought a PS5. So, Spider-Man 2, that was just extra cherry on top. Just the main story sucks. But, like I said, everything else, it's fun. Another thing I think would say it sucks is just the gliding. Like, yeah, it's fun, but it kind of eliminates web swinging most of the time. It's kind of like Guild Wars. It's like my best friend was saying. It's like, yeah, all the mounts on Guild Wars are great, but once you get the Sky Scale, you just don't use the other ones ever again. It's like, yeah, that's true. So, I don't know. But yeah, overall, I use this game. You know what? I'm just going to give it a 4. Not a 4.5. I give it a 4. That last point, I just take that last point away because of these very tedious boss fights that get dragged out for the sake of just overacting. And pretty much no new mechanics get introduced whenever the boss fight is extended, which is something you would normally expect. Oh, you beat the boss, but he comes back. There's something new is going to be added. Oh, no. It's just, oh. Venom just throws 2 extra fireballs. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. It sucks, man. I am going to play it, still. I mean, I finished it. I completed the main story. Now I just got to do little side stuff like... like the whole plant side missions with Peter Parker and just little symbiote nests. That's it. And I pretty much 100% everything. I really got everything unlocked except for some of the suits, but that's it. So yeah, it's disappointing, man. That sucks. But yeah, my official score for it's a 4, man.